It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Monday, everybody. So glad to have you listening in on this very first VPN radio broadcast as we welcome people across America and around the world. They're going to be praying with us during the next hour, this Hour of Power. And I'm so thankful the Holy Spirit spoke to me in 1966 to give him the first hour of my day. So we're going to pray. Several months ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and instructed me to lead prayer over the internet 24 hours a day. In the natural, that did not seem possible. Didn't seem possible. But I've declared the past 47 years of full-time ministry that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So we're here to pray today, and we're so thankful that you are joining us. And why don't you tell your friends and neighbors, remember you can listen to us anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, here on the VPN Radio Breakout Prayer Network. And for all the information, you can go to VPNradio.com. And so we're here to pray. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we are here to pray today. Would you just join me as we pray for this prayer service, prayer broadcast? And Father, we just come boldly into your presence this morning by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. declaring, God, you're our Father. We are your sons and daughters. And we are so thankful for this day, the opportunity to pray, knowing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so here we are today to pray and to seek your face. And the first thing I like to do when I get up in the morning is to say my faith declarations. And so would you take just a few moments? I would like to remind you that we're going to be praying for your for you as individuals, for your city, for your nation. And we're going to be praying for different requests today. And the power of agreement. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32:30, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. If you carry that out mathematically, three would put 100,000 to flight, four a million to flight, 10 a trillion to flight, 16 a sextillion to flight, 35 a dodecahedron to flight, 99 agreeing in prayer will put a Google to flight, 199 to buy Google, 299 to try Google, 999 people agreeing together put a Googleplex, and that's more numbers that can fit on any room, any wall. What I'm saying is there is power in agreement. So we're going to agree together today that the will of God is going to be done in this next hour. The will of God's going to be done, and we're going to make our faith declarations. And so if you're ready, here we go. If you just say these after me, whether you are at your computer or you're on your smartphone, cell phone, or maybe driving down the road in your car, in your automobile, let's make these declarations. Somebody say with me, today's a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. And I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. T-G-I-M. Thank God it's Monday. Well, we're so thankful today for all of his blessings. And we this morning are setting our face to seek the Lord. And I have a guest that's going to sing that. But first of all, I would like to welcome my very first special guest here on BPN Radio that is being produced by Michael Sean Bourne. And that is my wife, Jean Gentry. And Jean and I have been married now for 53 years. We've been a full-time ministry for 47 years. And she's been a very faithful wife. And we have done the stuff together. And we've had many miracles, but no miracle like the miracle that we received in 2004. And Jean's going to share her testimony. And then we are going to pray for those who are sick. We're going to pray for those who need a miracle. And Jean, welcome to our very first BPN broadcast. And we have we've been preparing for this broadcast for many weeks. And it's more than just plugging a microphone into a computer, but it's been a process of people, our partners, helping us purchase equipment. We have in front of us in our radio station, we have three computers. We've got a mixer, we've got a compressor, we've got two microphones, we have a monitor, and we have an engineer, Michael Sean Bourne, that's working with us right now. So we are blessed, and you are a blessing. And thank you for being on today. I know that this is probably not your comfort zone, but we're so thankful for the miracle that we received in 2004. So before we pray for the sick, would you share a little bit about what God did for you in 2004?
Thank all of you for joining us today, and I'd just like to share my testimony this morning. In 2004, I was diagnosed with cancer. After testing, they discovered that I had a malignant tumor, and my doctor recommended that I undergo surgery right away. And everything was happening so fast. I checked into the hospital and was being prepped for surgery when some friends came in to my room to pray with me before going in, and they ask a question, do you have a peace about having this surgery? And after thinking about it, I said, no, I really don't. So after talking to Dale about it, we called for the nurse to come in and remove my IV, and Dale and I decided to go away and pray and believe God for a miracle. And we called our friends around the world, and they were agreeing with us in prayer. And after spending time in prayer, standing on the word, I went back for an extensive biopsy, and three pathologists searched for 4 hours. They came back with a report that they could not find a trace of cancer. God gave me an overwhelming victory, and I want to thank my husband Dale, who was so faithful. His faith was strong during this time, and he stood with me through it all. I'm so thankful and grateful. He kept a journal of our journey, and I wrote a book to help build people's faith, that knowing that God is our healer and that he is faithful.
That was an incredible miracle, and there's no, of course, there's not, no, there's no word like the C word. And you know, when people get a report, instantly they try to, Satan tries to get them into fear. But we stood on this word, Gene, Psalms 112, 7 and 8. He does not fear bad news, nor live in dread of what might happen. For he is settled in his mind that Jehovah will take care of him. That is why he is not afraid, but can calmly face his foes. And so, you know, I just set myself in agreement with you and you received a miracle. We stood upon a lot of these scriptures that are in your book entitled Overwhelming Victory, Healed of Cancer. And I kept a journal, and you wrote a chapter, I wrote a chapter, and then our doctor and spiritual son, Dr. David Remedios from Alexandria, Louisiana, he wrote a chapter confirming what happened because you were under his care. So we are very thankful and grateful. And before you go today, I want you to pray for particularly women out there that have received a cancer diagnosis. And so, Father, we set ourselves in agreement that you are going to heal every person out there today in Jesus' name, that you would minister healing to them. We thank you for healing Jean. We pray for every person, particularly those that have cancer, that they would that faith would rise in their heart, and that they would be ministered to today, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just stand on your word, the authority of your scripture, that that if we call on you, that you would heal us. And so we're not be afraid of any of these reports, because you are the God that heals us. And you said in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage, don't be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So Jean, your book is entitled Overwhelming Victory. They can get that free of charge by just going to our website, www.letsprayamerica.com. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast today. And we'll be back to pray some more, but we're going to set our face to seek the Lord. Here's one of my spiritual sons from England, Godfrey Birtle, and he's just going to sing this song, I'm Setting My Face to Seek the Lord. going to set my face to seek the Lord. And that's exactly what we're doing here on the BPN, the BPN Prayer Network. And we're so thankful to have each of you that are praying with us this morning and this afternoon or tonight, whenever you may be praying in whatever time zone you're praying, on this wonderful Monday, the 17th day of November, our very first BPN radio prayer service, our first BPN prayer network broadcast. And so we're going to pray today. And first of all, we're just going to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. When we pray, "Your will be done in our lives today," we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And first of all, we pray for the will of God to be done today in each of us as individuals. Lord, we know that you have a good plan for us today. We know the plan is a good plan. It's not an evil plan, but it's a good plan. And when we came out of our mother's womb, we came with a good plan, because in our mother's womb, according to Psalms 139, Lord, you declared that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so I just declare today in Jesus' name that the will of God is going to be done in each of our lives. And would you take just a few moments while my minstrel Todd Mooring plays some background music? We just take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life. And you also might want to take a few extra moments to pray the will of God be done in your family. Could you just pause and do that right now? Father God, I just set myself in agreement with these people that are praying with me today here on the BPN radio network. I just pray that your will be done in their lives on this Monday, and whatever they may be going through, whatever may be happening, I pray for them. And I pray, Lord, for those that are going through times of sickness and disease, those who are in pain, those who are in recovery, those who may be going through a divorce, those who have not heard from their son or daughter for a long time. They don't even know where they're at today. Those who are without work, or those who are believing you for a job or a better job. Those who have lost hope. We pray for those that are waiting for a promotion, because we know that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. And we just pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in each of their lives today." In Jesus' name, we pray. And Father, we continue to pray now as you have taught us to pray, and that is that we're to pray, "Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us." And so, Lord, we know that that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions, it's an act of our will. And so, Lord, as we just take some time to repent of anything that may be upon our life that is not pleasing or acceptable in your sight, and also to forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong. And so we just take just a few moments to just pray, asking God to forgive you any sin on your life, and forgiving those that have hurt you, offended you, done you wrong. We just call their name in prayer right now. Father, we also today, we repent for the sins of our nation. We ask God that you forgive us as a nation. And we have gone far from you. We have lost our moral compass. And we just ask God that you would forgive us as a nation. Daniel said, while I was praying and repenting for my sin, and the sins of my nation. So we just ask God forgiveness for our immorality, for the abortion of 60 million babies in this nation, and for turning away from you, the spirit of compromise that operates in our nation, even in our churches today. We repent today in Jesus' name. We ask God that you have mercy upon our nation, have mercy upon our land. And we pray today for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Another spiritual awakening in America. We ask for your help right now. We need you, God. Would you send the Holy Ghost revival to these United States of America? We cry out. We cry out as intercessors, praying on behalf of this nation, praying on behalf of this land, asking, oh God, for your help. Lord, we pray for revival in 1,000 cities in America. We pray, Lord, for 1,000 prayer centers. We pray for 1,000 prayer leaders. Lord, we believe in you for 1,000,000 intercessors, because we need your help. Lord, we pray for the church, many churches in a lukewarm condition across this nation. They're neither hot nor cold. I just pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, for revival, another spiritual awakening. Lord, I pray that the mighty men in this nation would wake up and begin to pray. And once again, that your house would become a house of prayer for all nations. It would not just be reduced. Our churches would not just be reduced to having an invocation and a benediction, or a prayer at a meal somewhere. But Lord, we would seek your face and call. And Lord, that's the primary reason for this BPN broadcast, this BPN prayer service, is for people to call upon the name of the Lord, because we must have a spiritual awakening. Lord, we confess today that our walls have been broken down in America, and our gates have been burned with fire. Lord, we need your help. We need your help today. We need your guidance, and we need your direction. We need your help, Lord. Would you come and help us? Would you awaken the church? Lord, we declare there's going to be revival in the streets of our nation, on college campuses and university campuses, that will spill over into our churches. So we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that the church will return to you. Will return to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just declare this morning that we are returning to Jesus. That our nation is returning to Jesus. That we're coming back to God. There's going to be revival from the White House to every house. From shore to shore. From sea to shining sea. We are returning to Jesus. Yes, we are. We're returning. Yes, we are. God, we're returning to you. We declare this is our testimony. This is our proclamation. Declare here in this nation that we are running. We're running to you, Lord. We are running to you because we need you. Yes, we need you. Well, good Monday, everybody. We're so thankful that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And why don't you tell a friend about the broadcast that can be heard anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. And just by going to our BPN website, and there's instructions on how to listen to the broadcast anytime, day or night, on your smartphone, cell phone. And then there's a little transistor that you can purchase to listen to us in your car, your automobile. So on your computer, on your smartphone, cell phone, and on your car radio, three ways that you can pray anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. This broadcast is being produced by Michael Schonborn, our friend from England, and we're so thankful for each of you. If you would like to support this broadcast, then you can donate by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, the donate button, and we would appreciate your contributions, your tax-free contributions. So we're very thankful and grateful for you and the opportunity to lead this prayer service. And we're going to pray, continue to pray today, and we're going to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And so, Father God, we pray your hedge of protection about each of us that are praying today. We have on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. We're watching for the saints, and we are praying in the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, we pray your hedge of protection about us and our families, our stuff, our businesses, our jobs, throughout this day and night and morning. God, assign your guardian angels to encamp around about us. Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us from all harm, we pray. In Jesus' name, we just speak Psalms 91 over our lives today, throughout this day, night, morning, morning, day and night, or night, morning, and day, whichever time that people may be praying with me. And Father, we pray right now your hedge of protection about our nation. We ask God that you assign your guardian angels to encamp around about America. Keep us from all harm. Lord, we know that there are dangers lurking everywhere. We know that ISIS is not only in the East, but we also know that ISIS is in America. And so they've come because our walls are broken down, our gates have been burned with fire. But we just pray now your hedge of protection about us today. We pray your hedge of protection over our nation. We pray your hedge of protection, O God, over our military forces. Would you just help me pray right now for our soldiers that are risking their lives, their limbs, for our safety, both at home and abroad. Would you pray particularly for those that are in Afghanistan, those in Iraq, and those who are stationed in different places around the world. Just take a few moments to pray for our military forces, if you would. Father God, we also pray for our first responders. We pray for those that are watching over our cities, our local policemen and policewomen. We pray, Lord, for our county sheriffs, that you would watch over them as they guard our not only our city, but our region. We pray the hedge of protection. And Father God, we pray this morning the hedge of protection about our cities. And Lord, you told us in Jeremiah 29 that we were to pray for the peace of our city, because if we have peace in our city, we will have peace. And we pray for cities all across America that may be in turmoil. And we just pray for these cities all across our land in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the cities that are praying with us here on BPN Radio, on the Breakout Prayer Network. We pray today for some of these cities, because we have hundreds of cities that have joined us to pray all across America. We pray today for Butler, Alabama. We pray for Mobile, Alabama. We pray today for Benton, Arkansas. We pray for Bentonville, Arkansas, and we pray for Conway, Arkansas. We pray today for Pea Ridge, Arkansas, and Springdale, Arkansas. We pray today for Casa Grande, Arizona, and Fountain Hills, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona. We pray today for Alamo, California. We pray for Antioch, California. We pray for Atwater, California, and Auburn, California. We pray for Bakersfield, California, all of these cities that are represented on the Breakout Prayer Network, that you would protect them and watch over them. We pray for Chino, California, and Concord, California, and Danville, California, and Dinuba, California. We pray for Los Angeles today. We pray for Marietta, California. We pray for all the people that are praying with us, these cities across the land. We're praying for the peace in these cities and protection in these cities. And we pray today, Lord, for Grand Junction, Colorado, and Evergreen, Colorado. We pray today for Dover, Delaware. And we pray today for Boca Raton, Florida, and Boynton Beach, Florida. We pray today for Clewiston, Florida, where we're going to be ministering this coming weekend. We pray for Delray Beach, Florida. We pray for all of these cities in Florida, so many that are praying with us, Sanford, Florida, and Sun City, Florida, Winter Park, Florida. We pray today for Athens, Georgia, and Atlanta, Georgia, and we pray for Buchanan, Georgia. We pray today for Fayetteville, Georgia, and Marietta, Georgia. We pray today for Woodstock, Georgia, and we pray this morning for Carbondale, Illinois, and Decatur, Illinois, and Marshall, Illinois, and Rockford, Illinois. We pray for Bloomington, Indiana today, and Ellettsville, Indiana. We pray for Milan, Indiana. All of these cities that are represented on the Breakout Prayer Network, we pray your hedge of protection. Would you pray right now the hedge of protection about your city? We pray for Syracuse, Kansas, and Topeka, Kansas, Wichita, Kansas. We pray for Frenchburg, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, Madisonville, Kentucky, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Alexandria, Louisiana. We pray, oh God, for Denham Springs, Louisiana, and Forest Hill, Louisiana. We pray today, oh God, for West Monroe, Louisiana, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and Walloon Lake, Michigan. And we pray, oh God, for Columbia, Missouri, and Fulton, Missouri, and Joplin, Missouri, and Liberty, Missouri. And we pray, oh God, for Springfield, Missouri today. In Jesus' name, cities all across America, we pray that you would bless them. We pray, oh God, for Asheville, North Carolina, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Moorhead City, North Carolina, and New Bern, North Carolina, and Selma, North Carolina. We pray today for Irvington, New Jersey, and Clinton, New Jersey. We pray today for Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Carlsbad, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, and Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Carson City, Nevada. We pray for Corning, New York, and we pray for Westbury, New York, and Yorktown, New York. We pray for Bolivar, Ohio. We pray for Hamilton, Ohio. We pray for Binger, Oklahoma, and Alva, Oklahoma, and Altus, Oklahoma, and Choctaw, Oklahoma. I pray for my hometown of Comanche, Oklahoma. We pray for Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Kingfisher, Oklahoma. We pray, oh God, for Owasso, Oklahoma, and all the people that are praying with us there in Oklahoma. All across America, we pray for Portland, Oregon, and Milwaukee, Oregon. We pray for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Yardley, Pennsylvania, Belton, South Carolina, and Gaffney, South Carolina. Lord, we pray for Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Franklin, Tennessee, and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Spring Hill, Tennessee. And Father God, we pray for all the churches and cities that are praying with us in Texas, Austin, Texas, where we are broadcasting from, and Azle, Texas, and Bastrop, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, Brazoria, Texas, and Brownsville, Texas, and Burke Burnett, Texas. We pray for Conroe, Texas, and we pray for Fulton, Texas, and Georgetown, Texas. We pray, oh God, for Houston, Texas, and Humble, Texas, and these people that are praying with us all across the great state of Texas today. We bless them. We pray the hedge of protection about these cities. We call these cities because you said pray for the city. Missouri City, Texas, and South Lake, Texas, Sugar Land, Texas, and West Columbia, Texas, and Wichita Falls, Texas. We pray, oh God, for Prince George, Virginia. We pray for Ogden, Utah. And we pray, Lord, for East Bethel, Vermont. And we pray for Bothell, Washington, and Everett, Washington, Seattle, Washington. Those that are praying with us in Spokane, Washington, we pray for them. We pray for those in Madison, Wisconsin, and Marshville, Wisconsin, Moundsville, West Virginia. And we pray for those all across the land that are praying with us. We pray for these cities in Jesus' name. We pray the hedge of protection about these cities. And we pray, oh God, that you would send revival to these cities in Jesus' name. Take just a few more moments to pray for your city. If you know the mayor of your city, the leader of your city, why don't you pray for them right now? Father, we just take a few moments this morning. We just take a few moments right now just to wait in your presence, to wait in your presence. Lord, just allowing you to speak to us. We anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see, our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes. We anoint our hearts to receive anything that you might have for you and so for us from you. And so we just take time to wait upon you and to seek your face and to wait in your presence. For you said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, we just declare we're just going to wait for you. Here's my friend Martin Smith from England. And he's gonna sing about waiting for the Lord. Let's spend some time in his presence today. Can we do it? You're on the BPN Network.
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing
We're waiting here for you, Lord. Yes, we are. Waiting in your presence today. So thankful and so grateful for all that you've done in our lives. And we are so grateful and thankful today. And so we appreciate Martin Smith there. And we appreciate that song, Waiting Here for You. And so today, we are glad to have you listening in here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And we're very grateful and thankful for Michael Sean Bourne, who is our engineer and producing our very first broadcast. And on this Monday, November the 17th, and we are very thankful and we are very grateful for the opportunity to be here broadcasting on the BPN network. And you can go to Breakout Prayer Network, and you can go to our website, BPNradio.com. And the Lord just spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to give people an opportunity to pray around the clock 24 hours a day. And so we will have these broadcasts will be on every day, day and night. And also we will have the privilege of breaking in anytime there is an emergency in this nation, or anytime there is an emergency around the world, we'll be able to break in and give special prayer reports and call the church to pray. And if you'd like to be a part of our prayer team, then all you have to do is go to our website and you can put in your request. If you have a prayer request, if you have a prayer need, then just go to our website and bpnradio.com, and there is a place for you to enter your prayer request, and that prayer request goes directly to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and then we have a national prayer team that's waiting to receive your prayer request and will pray for your need for the next 7 days. And of course, only your first name will be mentioned, and every prayer request that you send in will be confidential. And so you can do that because we believe the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And I would like for you to spend time, if you will, in praying for this prayer service every day. Pray for Dale Gentry, if you will, Dale and Jean Gentry. We appreciate Jean sharing her testimony of being healed of cancer earlier. And once again, if you'd like to have that book, it's free by going to www.letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And you can receive all of our resources there on that place free. And remember that if your city is not being represented, you can go to the prayer map to make sure. And you can just go to letspraymerica.com, and then you can click on the map there, M-A-P, map, and you will see all the cities across America, even other nations of the world, that are praying for us. And if your city is not represented, then you can just sign in right there and get your city represented, because we are believing for 1,000 cities to pray with us, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders, because we believe that God wants to send revival to America, another spiritual awakening. And I want to pray today before we go for Israel. I want us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so if you would just help me pray right now for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. I just believe that God would desire to send revival to Israel, and also to protect Israel and the walls of Jerusalem. So, Father, we just pray today that you will protect Israel. We pray today for the peace of Jerusalem in Jesus' name, that you would assign guardian angels to encamp around about that nation. We bless Israel today, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and its walls. May there be peace in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray also today for Pastor Saeed Abedini, that he will be released from that prison in Iran, and that our president, Lord, will make another appeal concerning his release, concerning his freedom, in Jesus' name. And Father, I just want to thank you today for all of the people that has been praying with us here on the BPN network, BPN Radio, this 24-hour internet prayer network. We bless them in the name of Jesus. And we're going to be praying every day. And so please join us if you will. And if you'd like to support this broadcast, you can do that by going to our website and clicking on the donate button. And we would appreciate, of course, your support. Just want to thank you for listening today. And this broadcast is produced by Michael Schonborn, who is going to give our outro. We are so thankful and grateful, and we will be back to pray with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.